This is Ozarks at Large. Opposition continues to grow against a newly permitted industrial swine breeding farm now in operation on the Buffalo National River watershed in Newton County. Protesters are planning to converge on Jasper Wednesday to attend two scheduled gatherings. The hog farmers have remained mostly silent on the matter, but yesterday, for the first time, members of the press were invited to tour the facility. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich among them.
Campbell and Henson Hog Farms, CNH Hog Farms for short, situated along a rugged mountain bench about 20 miles southeast of downtown Jasper. From the outside, the new double barn CAFO, or confined feeding animal operation, looks ordinary, but inside, a seed population of 824 large pink sows is starting to swell. Half of the hogs ramble about in a maze of spacious corrals and groups of eight. The other half are pregnant, confined to narrow gestation pens. They're mostly quiet, laying on their sides, listening to the ruckus. No one can simply walk into these swine barns. Several dozen print, television, and radio reporters had to, like the farmers do every day, shower in and shower out to remove any biohazards and don protective clothing. Preventing contamination from entering the climate-controlled facility is critical since these sows, boars, and soon-to-be piglets are antibiotic-free. Our first stop is a currently empty farrow-to-wean barn where crated nursing sows will suckle their piglets. This is Jason Henson.
And the reason that she cannot is if she can turn around, she will may lay on her pigs or may actually kill her pigs. I mean, it's all to protect baby pigs at this point.
Jason Henson and his family, along with the Campbell family, co-own the farm, permitted to house up to 2,500 sows and 4,000 piglets. They put up personal assets as well as secured a multi-million dollar loan guaranteed by USDA Arkansas Farm Service Administration, which conducted an environmental assessment, finding no significant impact. This operation is all about raising piglets, which are weaned after 20 days and shipped out to be raised to other farms to eventually become your bacon and pork chops. International meat packer Cargill is CNH Farms integrator, as such providing breeding stock and feed. The sows are kept perpetually pregnant, artificially inseminated, gestation lasting about 4 months. And as they nurse their piglets, they enjoy a very rich diet.
You have to keep yourself comfortable, for she will eat and produce milk, but then you can't get it too cool, for the babies can't live if it's too cold. So there's a fine line there, and that's where the heat lamps come in place. You can keep the sow comfortable and yet keep the babies comfortable also with the heat lamps.
The Hensons have farmed Newton County for 8 generations here on the Buffalo River watershed. And because of the river, Jason Henson said, they've cultivated a strong environmental ethic. They broke ground on the swine farm just 3 months ago after all permits and their loan were in order. Wastewater from the swine barns drains into two newly constructed sewage lagoons lined with almost 2 feet of clay. One is a settling pond, the other a secondary water catchment, 3.6 million gallon capacity for both. Water from the second pond is recycled back up into the swine house as wash water. The farm is required to have 180-day sewage lagoon storage, Jason Henson said, but they have 280-day capacity just in case. Honey trucks suck swine effluent from the first pond to spread on 640 acres of permitted pasture, according to a strict schedule, only during dry conditions to keep nutrients like phosphorus from sliming waterways.
Our nutrient management plan was actually based on phosphorus level index. Years ago, I believe it was based on nitrogen, but ours is based on phosphorus index. That's how they know how much, I mean, they tell us how much we can actually apply. We do soil samples and we have to test our organic manure to see how much this nutrient factor has got in it, and therefore we'll know exactly how much we can apply.
Still, opponents worry pollution from the farm will wash into nearby Big Creek, a major tributary to the lower section of the Buffalo National River, and wreck it. But Steve Eddington, spokesperson for Arkansas Farm Bureau, believes this CAFO, the first like it in Arkansas, will become an agricultural model.
A lot of the argument and the rhetoric you hear is built on the supposition that an accident will occur. It's not when, but that it will. And I think when you talk to Jason, you see the environmental safeguards that are in place here. The first thing you come away with is this is designed for something not to happen.
Time will tell. The Buffalo National River Park Service, which has gone on record in opposition to the farm, operates a monitoring station near the confluence of Big Creek and the Buffalo River. And Arkansas USGS is looking for funding to monitor as well upstream along Big Creek. And newly organized opposition, the Buffalo River Watershed Alliance, has collected nearly 11,000 signatures from concerned citizens. A coalition of groups have just sent notice of intent to sue to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, claiming Arkansas Farm Service Agency's loan guarantee and environmental assessment for CNH Farms may be in violation of the Endangered Species Act, affecting aquatic life and two endangered bats living downstream. One of the pastures where swine waste will be spread is close to Mount Judy School District. But CNH Farms co-owner Philip Campbell says no worries. Manure has been spread on these fields for years by all kinds of farmers, and residents are used to it. Still, he and Jason figured once word got out about the hog farm, they might get some flack.
Some, but not to this magnitude. And, you know, they've got concerns. I mean, you know, they're real concerns.
Philip Campbell insists farmers share those concerns. His family, who also traced their roots back 8 generations, have raised hogs for the past 12 years, so know what they're doing, he said. Plus, the new CAFO's providing much-needed jobs.
8 jobs somewhere else might not mean too much to other counties, but it means quite a bit to us. And to be able to farm at home, you know, I mean, be able to farm here at our where we live.
Opponents claim nepotism was at play regarding the USDA-backed Arkansas Farm Service Agency loan. The agent who conducted the environmental assessment is husband to a distant Campbell cousin, but Philip Campbell denies any conflict of interest.
So, I mean, and it took 2 years to get this permit and loan. I mean, it wasn't like we went to Walmart's and got this permit or got this loan. You know, it took 2 years.
Farmer Carl Smith ran Mount Judy Feed Store for 33 years. He's retired. He used to raise piglets, a small 30-sow operation. He says this new CAFO fits right into the local economy.
Because they're hauling chicken manure, turkey manure in this valley all over. They even put some on the Buffalo River, right on the riverbanks of the Buffalo River down here. And it's okay because all of this here is organic.
Warren Campbell, a relative of Philip Campbell, is a Newton County Quorum Court judge. He says the farm will bring much-needed tax revenue to county coffers.
I think it's around $40,000 a year, what it's going to bring, between $40,000 to $50,000.
He said the farm's received lots of visitors.
And people from outside the county come to see it.
A lot of support.
I think more support than not support.
Evidence, these farmers say, that a majority stand in favor of CNH hog farms. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
We've posted a slideshow of CNH hog farms on the Ozarks at Large homepage. That's ozarksatlarge.com. The Buffalo River Watershed Alliance, which opposes factory farming, is hosting a public meeting Wednesday, tomorrow afternoon at 4 at the Buffalo Theater on the Jaspertown Square. And tomorrow night at 6, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality will hold an informational meeting on the permitting of CNH hog farms. That takes place in the Carroll Electric Cooperative Building at 511 East Court Street. That's also in Jasper.